CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 18th of May 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB announces new convention chairman for 2025. RSGB members can now read over 300 Radcom editions in the RSGB web app. Become a volunteer at the RSGB National Radio Centre. RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, is delighted to announce the appointment of Pete Joyce, M0OFM, as the new volunteer RSGB Convention Chairman. Pete is a regular attendee at RSGB conventions and has a keen interest in balancing the different needs of attendees through a varied programme. He also understands the importance of making the convention accessible to everyone, both in person and online. Pete brings to the role a range of experience in planning and managing events for other organisations. The RSGB convention planning team look forward to supporting Pete as he takes on this challenge and important role. The RSGB is excited to announce that more Radcom editions have been added to its web app. RSGB members are now able to browse back to January 2000, which is over 300 magazines. Go to rsgb.org/radcom to explore all the Radcom content from this millennium. You'll need your RSGB membership portal details to access the editions. If your RSGB membership is due for renewal soon, why not swap to digital membership? You still get all the great benefits of being a member, and you'll save money as well as Radcom storage space. If you're not yet an RSGB member, there's never been a better time to join the Society. Take out a digital membership and choose to read Radcom via our app, and you'll have easy access to 25 years of Radcom editions. The RSGB will be releasing mobile versions of the app soon, so you'll be able to download copy of its publications and read them on the go. Volunteering at the RSGB National Radio Centre is a wide-ranging and highly rewarding role, thanks to the variety of visitors and numbers of events and activities that the centre is involved with. No 2 days at the NRC are the same. If you'd like to join the friendly and dedicated team, the NRC is currently looking for new volunteers. Full training is given, including the operation of the GB3RS radio station. NRC volunteers also enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. If all this sounds like something you'd like to be part of and you can volunteer for 1 or 2 days per month, please email NRC Coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, via nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk. You can find out more about the RSGB National Radio Centre on the RSGB pages. The RSGB Outreach Team is offering qualified amateur radio operators under the age of 18 the opportunity to take part in a new DMR project. The project's aim is to help young people get on the air and build their confidence in making QSOs. The team has 9 DMR handheld receivers, transceivers and hotspots available to borrow for 3 months, completely free. As part of the offering, the outreach team will be hosting regular youth nets that you'd be welcome to join in. You can apply for the DMR kit as an individual or as a school group, as long as one member of the group is licensed. Another part of the project is to support teachers who'd like to take their amateur radio license and set up a school club. In collaboration with the Radio Communications Foundation, the RSGB is offering to pay the license exam fee for 9 teachers to help them get them and their school started. If you're a teacher who is interested in discovering more about amateur radio and sharing that excitement with your students, get in touch. Once you have your license, you can apply for a free DMR kit on loan for 3 months to help set up your club. If you're interested in applying for a DMR kit, fill out the application form by going to tinyurl.com/DMRYouth. If you're a teacher interested in starting your own radio club, use the RSGB Youth Chairman Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, via youthchampion.school@rsgb.org.uk. As we come to the end of Mental Health Awareness Week 2025, let's remember to show the very best of amateur radio and make sure we're there for one another. Let's listen to each other, share our appreciation for our fellow amateur radios, fellow amateurs, and celebrate kindness within our community. You can read how amateur radio helped Lee Aldridge, G4EJB, in the July 23 edition of Radcom. You can access mental health support by going to mentalhealth.org.uk. Please send details of all your news and events to Radcom at rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, the East Midlands Ham and Electronics Rally takes place on Saturday the 24th of May at Beckingham Village Hall, Southfield Lane, Beckingham, DN10 4FX. Traders can set up from 7 a.m. with doors open to the public between 9:30 and 3 p.m. There'll be hot food and refreshments available. Free parking is located behind the hall. For more information and to book, go to emerg.uk/rally. The Durham District Amateur Radio Society Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 25th of May at Bowburn Community Centre, Bowburn, County Durham, DH6 5AT. Doors will be open from 10:10 a.m. From 10:10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 a.m. Entry is £3. There'll be a bring and buy sales, trade stand, special interest groups, and an RSGB bookstall. Catering will be available on site. More information, call Michael Wright, G7TWX, via 07826 924192, or email dadars, that's D-A-D-A-R-S, at gmx.com. Special event news. Special event station GB0SAR is active until the 30th of May in support of SOS Radio Week. This station will be mostly FT4 on the 20-metre band, but you might also catch it on the other HF bands on phone. More information, qrz.com. Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club is again raising awareness for men's mental health throughout amateur radio. Through amateur radio, club members will be operating special event station GM0MMH. Other special call signs will also be active. Station is active today, Sunday the 18th of May, as well as the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of June. Please listen out for the operators and give them a call. Your support will help awareness of men's mental health. If you'd like further information, contact secretary at hfdxarc.com. The International Amateur Radio Club will be active as 4U0ITU until the end of 2025. The club is celebrating the 160th anniversary of the International Telecommunications Union. QSL is available via Logbook of the World Club, Log or Director, PO Box 6, 1211 Geneva 20, Switzerland. DX News, Antonio DL4EA will be active as FY stroke call sign from French Guiana between the 19th and 21st of May. He plans to be active on QO100 and RS44 and maybe some HFQRP. EMEA E77DX will again be active as D4DX in Cape Verde on the 24th and 25th of May for the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest. He'll be operating as a single operator, all bands, in the high power category. QSL is available via E73Y and Logbook of the World. Morton LA9GY will be active from Eswatini between the 22nd of May and the 2nd of June. He plans to be operating holiday style as 3DA0GY, mainly on CW but some SSB. QSL via his home call, LA9GY. Contest news. Tomorrow, Monday the 19th of May, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. FT4 on the 8 to 10 meter bands where permitted. The exchange is your report. Tuesday the 20th of May, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 1900 the 2130 UTC, all modes on 1.3 gigs frequencies. The exchange's is signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday the 21st, the 80-metre club championship data leg runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Data modes on the 80-metre band, the exchange's signal report serial number, CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest starts at 0000 UTC. Saturday the 24th of May ends at 2359 UTC. On Sunday the 25th of May, CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Sunday the 25th of May, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "This week you could be forgiven for thinking that the solar cycle 25 maximum is now over. With a reduced solar flux index and an almost blank sun, there was little to get excited about. By Thursday the 15th of May, the SFI was 122, but previously on the 12th it had been down to 116. Which is the lowest it's been for some time. There's still a lot of solar activity going on, but most of it is not conducive to good HF propagation. Over the past week, we've had two X-class solar flares and five M-class events. The X-class event were associated with coronal mass ejections, but these appear to have been directed away from Earth. A fast solar wind has resulted in the KP index standing at 4 for a lot of the time, namely on the 9th and 10th of May, and again on the 14th and 15th. Unfortunately, this isn't uncommon at this point of the solar cycle and adds some evidence that we're now in the declining phase of cycle 25. Next week, NOAA predicts that things may improve with the SFI set to rise from 19th of May. It forecasts the SFI will start the week at 115, but will climb steadily, reaching 145 by the 1st of June. After a brief rise on the 19th with a KP index of 4, things then become more settled with a KP of 2 between the 22nd and the 28th of May. A large elongated coronal hole became Earth-facing on the 16th of May, which could cause raised K indices and lower MUFs from today the 18th. It looks as though the best HF F2 layer conditions may occur between the 22nd and 28th of May. And don't forget, despite the HF doldrums, we're now well into sporadic E, with short skip occurring predominantly on 10 metres, but more of that shortly. Now the VHF and up, the prolonged spell of high pressure is likely to remain until the end of this week, so there's plenty of time to get some more tropo in the log. Cloudier and cooler air over eastern Britain at the end of last week may enhance the tropo by adding moisture under the inversion. For more places, the strongest tropo conditions will be overnight and early morning. Then they'll degrade as the daytime heating destroys the surface temperature inversion. Meteor scatter is declining a little, apart from a few stragglers from early May showers, so it's probably better to keep the early morning period as your go-to time for meteor scatter to focus on any random input. Rain scatter is unlikely until next weekend, but it might be worth thinking about the gigahertz band from this Friday, the 23rd onwards. Aurora is a different matter, and the solar activity is likely to keep things interesting as a large sunspot group rotates into an Earth-facing position. Strong E's opened on Wednesday the 14th of May, so it's definitely the season to be checking the upper HF and lower VHF bands for sporadic E. In this recent opening, the Dourbe ionosonde peaked at an E's critical frequency of 14 megs, which is very high value even for mid-season. There were strong signals from the central Mediterranean on 6 metres CW, and some may have even got some 2-metre digital mode action from the brief opening. Check the ProQuest NVIS tab for the day to see the details of the event. Although weak jet streams were present, the opening may have been helped by some very intense slow-moving thunderstorms over France. Remember to start checking on 10 metres, and if it's open, look for the higher bands on 6, 4, up to 2 metres. EME paths are still failing. Moon declination ended last week at minimum, but goes positive again this Thursday, the 22nd of May. Moon windows and peak elevation are again rising. 144 meg sky noise is high this weekend, falling back to low as the week progresses. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also until next week.